This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Chinese influence dominates South America as U.S. plays catch-up. Chinese state-owned companies now control 57% of Chile's electricity distribution, dominate the continent's copper supply chain, and are positioned to complete the final leg of the Belt and Road Initiative through South America's Pacific coast, according to multiple defense and trade analysts. Todd Callender, CEO of the Cotswold Group and developer of a proposed deepwater megaport in Chile's Atacama region, told the Kim Monson Show that the vacuum left by American inaction is now a national security problem. The Chinese are already there, and they have been for a couple of decades, Callender said. They've got their feet on the ground. They're already in the mining business. Beijing's two-decade head start. The numbers bear out Callender's assessment. Latin America mines nearly half the world's raw copper, and China is the dominant buyer. Chile, Peru, and Mexico collectively exported $28.8 billion in raw copper to China in 2022, according to a Center for Strategic and International Studies analysis. China imports roughly a third of its raw copper from Chile alone, despite holding just 4% of global reserves. In energy, Chinese firms State Grid and China Southern Power Grid spent more than $6.5 billion acquiring Chilean electricity distributors and transmission assets between 2018 and 2021, according to the Jamestown Foundation. State Grid alone serves 57% of Chilean electricity consumers after purchasing two of the country's four largest distributors. The Atlantic Council reports that 18 of 33 Latin American countries joined the Belt and Road Initiative within 2 years of Panama's endorsement in 2017. China-Latin America trade grew 25-fold between 1999 and 2018, reaching $306 billion, a port that could change the equation. Callender's firm is developing Copa Porti on the Hacienda Castella property, an 850-square-mile tract that he described as the largest private property in Chile. The port site has a natural 30-meter-deep water draft that requires no dredging, making it capable of accommodating the largest cargo vessels in operation. "Our port was destined to be the landing pad in South America for the Chinese," Callender said, "and so they would effectively control the flow of goods around the world through the Belt and Road Initiative. And the last leg, which is us, they have not yet completed." The project's strategic value has drawn interest from the United States, Middle Eastern sovereign wealth funds, and other Pacific Rim nations, Callender said. "A continent tilting right. The political landscape may be shifting in America's favor." Chile inaugurated President José Antonio Kast on March 11, replacing the center-left government of Gabriel Boric. Kast, who won the December 2025 runoff with 58% of the vote, is Chile's most conservative leader since the country's return to democracy in 1990, according to Al Jazeera. The rightward shift extends across the region. Argentina elected libertarian Javier Milei in 2023, El Salvador re-elected Nayib Bukele in 2024, and Ecuador chose Daniel Noboa in 2023. "The Americas are for the Americans, and it's really time to collaborate together," Callender said. And now, Kim's perspective. "For two decades, we were told globalism would lift all boats. Instead, it allowed China to quietly buy up South America's most critical assets while American leaders looked the other way." Todd Callender's port project is a reminder that securing our hemisphere is not just a military question, it is an economic one. The Monroe Doctrine is not a relic, it is a blueprint. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.